Now turn to part two. You'll hear a woman called Sarah Harvey talking about her work with an environmental organization which helps to protect the seas from pollution. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
Welcome to my talk about my work to protect the oceans from the growing problem of pollution. I think many people are unaware of just how serious this is and the consequences it has for marine life. My interest started when I was working as a volunteer on a beach cleanup project called Cleaner Coasts and was introduced to my current boss. He persuaded me to come and work full-time for the environmental group he'd just established under the name Water Response, and I've never regretted my decision. I soon found myself face-to-face with the direct consequences of ocean pollution, as my job involves helping to save seabirds who've swallowed the litter found floating on ocean surfaces, mistaking it for food. There is such a wide range of garbage entering the oceans now, and we rescue birds that have consumed everything from plastic bags to balloons and even light bulbs on occasion, would you believe? Things like plastic bottle tops are common finds, unfortunately, too. Another aspect of my work is removing as much of this debris from the coast as possible. Plastics are particularly dangerous for marine creatures as they contain what are known as organic pollutants. This is because plastics draw in a high concentration of damaging poisons, acting like a sort of chemical sponge. This is really bad news, you see. These chemicals affect not only a seabird's digestive system, which is to be expected, but what was news to me was that they also damage its reproductive system. I was well aware that toxins are also notoriously harmful to the immune system, making it harder for many marine species to fight disease. Another problem with plastic is its durability. It doesn't go away like natural materials do, but just goes from being, say, a floating bottle to tiny plastic particles, attractive to marine creatures. This results from the action of sunlight, but wave action also plays a part in the fragmentation process. Unfortunately, ocean pollution is increasing, despite various international conventions set up to control it. Around 100 million tons of plastic are produced annually, of which a shocking 10 million tons end up in the sea. The majority of this gets there from land sources, although marine sources are actually responsible for dumping as much as 3.5 million tons of plastic each year. As well as removing debris and caring for marine animals, I'm also involved in raising public awareness of the problem. I help run educational projects teaching people how to make small changes in their daily lives, like avoiding chemical-based detergents, which can get into waterways and eventually find their way into the sea. I encourage others to try simple ingredients, such as lemon juice, for various household chores instead of their regular cleaning product. This can be remarkably effective. Even things like keeping cars well-maintained is essential for ocean protection because oil leaks get washed down drains and end up causing more pollution than the car tires you see abandoned on beaches. Irresponsible though tire dumping is, we've at least got a chance of stopping the tires from getting into the sea. Well, I want to show you a video now of our staff.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Welcome to my talk about my work to protect the oceans from the growing problem of pollution. I think many people are unaware of just how serious this is and the consequences it has for marine life. My interest started when I was working as a volunteer on a beach cleanup project called Cleaner Coasts and was introduced to my current boss. He persuaded me to come and work full-time for the environmental group he'd just established under the name Water Response, and I've never regretted my decision. I soon found myself face-to-face with the direct consequences of ocean pollution, as my job involves helping to save seabirds who've swallowed the litter found floating on ocean surfaces, mistaking it for food. There is such a wide range of garbage entering the oceans now, and we rescue birds that have consumed everything from plastic bags to balloons and even light bulbs on occasion, would you believe? Things like plastic bottle tops are common finds, unfortunately, too. Another aspect of my work is removing as much of this debris from the coast as possible. Plastics are particularly dangerous for marine creatures as they contain what are known as organic pollutants. This is because plastics draw in a high concentration of damaging poisons, acting like a sort of chemical sponge. This is really bad news, you see. These chemicals affect not only a seabird's digestive system, which is to be expected, but what was news to me was that they also damage its reproductive system. I was well aware that toxins are also notoriously harmful to the immune system, making it harder for many marine species to fight disease. Another problem with plastic is its durability. It doesn't go away like natural materials do, but just goes from being, say, a floating bottle to tiny plastic particles, attractive to marine creatures. This results from the action of sunlight, but wave action also plays a part in the fragmentation process. Unfortunately, ocean pollution is increasing, despite various international conventions set up to control it. Around 100 million tons of plastic are produced annually, of which a shocking 10 million tons end up in the sea. The majority of this gets there from land sources, although marine sources are actually responsible for dumping as much as 3.5 million tons of plastic each year. As well as removing debris and caring for marine animals, I'm also involved in raising public awareness of the problem. I help run educational projects teaching people how to make small changes in their daily lives, like avoiding chemical-based detergents, which can get into waterways and eventually find their way into the sea. I encourage others to try simple ingredients, such as lemon juice, for various household chores instead of their regular cleaning product. This can be remarkably effective. Even things like keeping cars well-maintained is essential for ocean protection because oil leaks get washed down drains and end up causing more pollution than the car tires you see abandoned on beaches. Irresponsible though tire dumping is, we've at least got a chance of stopping the tires from getting into the sea. Well, I want to show you a video now of our staff.
That's the end of part two.